Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Let's get after it just after 6 on Tuesday, the third day of June, 2025. Mm-hmm. She's Michaela Gordon. Adrian Hernandez will join us momentarily. Well, the 215, and it seems like I start every show talking about the 215.
But are you in love with the 215?
They got it. No, as a matter of fact, no, I'm not. They're doing a bridge across Peaceway, and so they've got it down to one lane, and it caught through no fault of my own. I came in early today. I had everything done that I could do in the office at home.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll just go to the station a couple of minutes early.
Yeah.
And I'll leisurely, because what did I say yesterday? I'd had it with the 215 and the way that people drive on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because people, it's gotten too far. Mm-hmm. Some dude got shot last night.
Dude, I know.
Because they road raged.
Yeah.
Down there by Jones.
Yep.
Which is, if there's ever going to be a problem on the 215, you know, as far as like stuff backing up or, you know, if traffic's bad or whatever, mm-hmm. it's going to be right around Jones. Most people know that. Apparently, somebody missed the memo,
mm-hmm.
rear-ended another guy. The guy who gets rear-ended jumps out with a knife! With a knife!
No.
What, bro, are you really over a fender bender? You're really going to get out and stab somebody? So then he's chasing dude around the car. Yeah, stabbing his car.
No.
And stabbing his tires. Which, okay, psycho.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then the other dude, who, I got to be honest, somebody's coming at me with a knife. If I'm carrying, that's why I'm carrying.
You're going to protect yourself, dude.
And tried to tell him to back up, according to what I've seen. But told the guy to back up, and he lunged at him.
Yeah. Dude, but that's crazy.
But that's too much. It's just driving.
Yeah, and it's just a rear, like a fender bender. Calm down.
You know, and it was funny, like yesterday, somebody was aggressive with me, and I didn't take it well. And I didn't, and then I went, oh my God, this is how it happens.
I'm telling you, Lisa has sat me down and had actual conversations, like, Mika, it is not worth road rage. Mm-mm. We are in a different time. Do not stand up for yourself. You
right.
just
right.
pretend that you don't see them. And honestly, as much of a big mouth as I have, I've really listened because it's just not fighting fair anymore.
No, and people want to, everybody wants to flip everybody else off, but nobody wants to get flipped
off.
Yeah,
of course.
You know what I mean? You'll flip off 3/4 of the world and not even give it a thought.
Yeah.
If somebody flips you off and you're like, oh, yeah, well, how could they disrespect me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm done with it.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Have
like,
to be.
Like, look, I like to get there efficiently.
Yeah.
I like to call it efficiently. I like going fast on the 215, but I'm not like, I don't want you around me.
Totally.
I don't want anybody.
I just want to make it to the destination.
Yeah. I just want to get there.
In one piece.
Be good. Speaking of which, you all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, it happens.
I didn't know.
I didn't either.
I would have took the side streets.
Oh, so again, Peaceway. Well, but it wasn't that bad. It's just a momentary.
Well, for you, for me, it backed up past, like, before Flamingo. So I was like, that's why I sent the text.
No, that's where I hit it.
I'm like, yeah, this is not going
to... I get on a town center, and, so it was... In fact, I didn't even get on the... It was backed up to me at town center. So I just, yeah, but I don't know if you heard the first part of that, but I was smooth guy this morning. I got a fresh cup of coffee, sitting there just, you know... Listening to 98.5 KLUC, just keeping it cool.
Yes.
Great station.
Wait until sometimes that morning show is annoying.
But those people are incredible.
Those people in the morning, they seem nice, but God, are they annoying.
Shut up.
Hey, yeah, we should just, whatever. We appreciate you.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I meant to ask you for a few days. So you're up to 3 dogs now.
Yes.
You had one old dog.
Yes.
Then you got a second puppy.
Right.
Which then led to you getting the puppy's brother. brother?
Exactly.
Are they both boys?
Yes.
So, okay. So now three dogs total.
Yep.
Older one, two younger, two babies.
Exactly.
How is the old one tolerating the puppies?
So he likes them. I think that they annoy him.
Sure.
But they're also bringing out this fun energy. Once we give him his old man ibuprofen, he runs outside with the dogs. He's living his truth. It's been amazing. But something so sad happened last night, Chet. Right. I have yet to experience it. When I got Rocco, the older dog,
yeah,
he was only about 2 years old.
Okay, Rocco's the older one. What are the other two?
Picasso.
Jesus.
It's off of a TikTok you meme that ended up lasting forever.
Oh, sure.
Louis.
Picasso and Louis.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah. And Picasso. So yesterday, it was thundering a little bit, lightning.
Sure.
So my older dog gets very scared. So sometimes we give him CBD. Lisa's whole idea was she wanted to give Rocco, the older dog, the CBD so that the younger dogs didn't see him freaking out and think that's what they do. So we give him his CBD. He's laying there. As he goes to get up to go to the bathroom, the little dogs start nipping at his ears like they do, like normal stuff. Yeah. But Rocco was like so out of it with the CBD that
he was... Are you sure this was CBD?
I don't know. That's what she said it was. You can't trust Lisa sometimes.
The CBD's just supposed to...
No, it was... My voice cracked. Maybe it wasn't.
Did you have CBD?
I had it last night,
quote, unquote.
For my
quote,
anxiety
unquote,
as well.
CBD.
No, it was. But he was so out of it. The dogs were nipping at him. And he couldn't get like away from them. But he was kind of out of it.
Oh, no.
For the first time in the 9 years that I've had him, I saw him as the, quote, older dog.
Oh, old dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I picked him up as fast as I could. I put him on the bed. The way I started crying.
Adulting is horrific.
I was sobbing like I had just lost somebody. And Lisa was like, well, he's still not that old. We still have a lot of life with him. And I was like, well, you don't understand.
Yeah.
He was a puppy.
Yeah, and define like, a lot. Yeah.
I couldn't even take it. So we were laying on the bed. He ended up relaxing. It was the first time in my whole life. I didn't have dogs growing up. So Rocco has been my baby, my first rescue, my pal.
Oh, sure. No. That's why we won't have dogs anymore. We won't.
I get it. I totally. I used to make fun of people like this. Now I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It was the saddest thing I ever saw.
No, and honestly, my wife was the one who said it. My wife said, we'll never have another dog again. And I went, well, no, we could do it. But secretly, I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, I know I get that. And I'm sorry for you.
No,
you
okay? It's okay. But dog Good? Lovers, I get it now.
Yeah. We got to get to the first pick. That's coming up next. Hang on.
Chet Buchanan Show.
I probably should give you a little more of a tease on this. It's a dog story.
Love it.
No, you won't.
Great.
It's a dog custody story. But it's a weird... Yeah. It's a weird, okay, imagine you set Rocco's a rescue.
Yeah.
Imagine one day, who's this person at our door? And they come to you and they say, that's my dog. That's not your dog. I know you've kept, how long have you had Rocco?
8 years. No.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into it next.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so Marcia has this friend who took her dog to the dog park, found her a few years ago, Molly, named her Molly.
Mm-hmm. Adorable. Cute, sweet.
She's a little Shih Tzu. She's at the dog park. Lady comes up to her and goes, God, that looks like my dog that ran away a few years ago. And then they pull up some pictures. She does have some distinctive markings, and yeah. And in fact, Marcia's friend is willing to stipulate the same dog.
Dude.
Right? Now, get this, Jen. Get this, Jen. The other lady, wants her dog back. Or, well, she asked. If potentially. Because my kids were so close to the dog. And then she went and told them. So, of course, the kids, I don't know how old the kids are, but they're amping out.
So whoever excited.
They are, whoever they are. They're so, yeah, they're excited. And then, which, by the way, what are you doing?
Dude.
You know what I mean? Unless you've got that dog in your possession.
Don't say anything,
You don't
Mama.
Say anything. What are you doing? Jennifer, do you give the dog back?
So, here's the deal.
A setup.
Here's the deal.
I've had this dog for a few years, right? Let's say, well, let's be kind and say two. All right? That's a few. Two.
You're going to say it.
I have fed that dog. I have taken that dog to the vet. I have a financial interest in this dog. If you want to reimburse me my financial interest, and then, as I explain to my kids so they understand, I will go to the pound and let my children pick a new dog, and you pay for that new dog, whatever it is to get that new dog. I'll explain to my kids, hey, this family had this dog, and we're going to get something else. And when my kids select a dog that they are close to, then you get your dog back.
That's like my mom telling me that Satan, our first dog that we had, Satan.
No, it was not named Satan.
She couldn't figure out a name for it. And then named the dog based on its personality.
How did that work? Hey, Satan, come here.
Yeah.
Oh,
Satan, we're yelling through the neighborhood. It was the 80s.
People thought you were wild.
It's a different time then.
Okay.
And my mom said one day, no, he went to a nice farm to live with a nice family.
Bye,
where
Satan.
Where he didn't have to be in a kennel every day.
Okay.
And poop everywhere.
Right.
You know what? I'm not going to tell my kids a lie. Like, I'll tell them the truth. Hey, this was their dog. They love the dog. And we're going to get a new dog. But if that lady wants that dog that bad.
You're saying it. Your love can be bought.
Hey, you know what? Everything's a conversation. Okay. Everything's a conversation.
Hey, well, let me buy your what do they call that? Your devotion, your love, your consistency,
yes, your love.
Interest. Listen, promise me that you'll come back and listen tomorrow if
Please
I give you Bone
us.
Thugs tickets.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you listen for the rest of the week?
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yes.
So great.
Yeah,
Thank you. For a dollar. No. Bone Thugs tickets.
Oh, yeah, that works too. That's
worth way more than a dollar. Worth way more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. You're the best. No, we love you.
Love all right. Jen.
Hang on 1 second. So she would give it back for a price if you're willing to reimburse me. But how much can you reimburse my love for this dog? Maybe we're just different people, Michaela. Maybe we love a little too hard.
We're dog people, for sure.
Golly.
So you have a dog named Satan. I've never
Jesse, are you giving this dog back? Jess. Jesse. No? I swear to God, I have all the buttons pushed properly for once. Jesse, last chance.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I had on mute.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate that. I do that all the time.
That happens.
So annoying.
So are you giving the dog back?
No. I said they should get joint custody.
Really?
I don't know. How?
What do you think?
Literally right down the middle?
Yeah. You know, have them on the weekend and every other week, alternate, you know?
Okay, going along with your idea then. Going along with your idea. I'm only going to give you one Bone Thugs and Harmony ticket. I'm not going to give you two. I'm only going to give you half the ticket. So then you have to split them with somebody else. How do you feel about that?
That's
a terrible idea. That's that's an awful idea. We're giving you both tickets, and I don't know. I'm not giving the dog back. Are you giving the dog back?
No.
Not giving the dog back. You giving the dog
I'm
back?
I'm not giving the dog
I'm
back.
I'm not giving. Nobody's
Hell
giving the dog
no.
back. You people on the phone are nice people, and you're giving the dog back. I'm not giving the dog back.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
How about a good feeling story of the day?
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. By the way, get ready in the next 15 minutes. Jackie Orozco from Aliante attempts to become our 20th five-time champion in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown history. And Aliante creeping up on Sunrise Manor.
The city of champions.
Creeping up on Sunrise. In fact, I think I just threw my elbow out of joint pointing at Adrian.
The panic.
Sunrise Manor has 23 wins overall in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Aliante with 19 could be the second community to eclipse the 20-win mark. if Jackie can get a win today. It's kind of a big deal.
Let's go.
And this story is crazy. Surgeons at the University of Maryland Medical Center recently found a woman's tumor thanks to a screw-up from the MRI tech. They already knew that she had a brain tumor. That's why she's having an MRI anyway, right? Uh-huh. The tech, through no... Yes and no. I mean, he put the camera just a little lower than necessary. So screw up, it's probably a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, it wasn't centered, right?
Yeah.
And it was getting more of her neck. You know, like it wasn't centered.
Sure.
So it was getting more of her neck than they needed.
Yeah.
Whoops. They spotted a second tumor.
Oh my gosh.
That they wouldn't have seen.
Listen, I would genuinely, this sounds woo-woo, but I do believe everything happens for a reason. Like, thank you, God, he got it off center.
Is that the term?
Woo-woo.
It's a little woo-woo.
It sounds a little woo-woo.
Sounds a little woo-woo. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Blame it on the moon. Woo-woo.
I 1,000,000% what you understand what you're saying. Here's what's crazy. If they don't catch this tumor in the spot that it's in, and it's in her neck, it would have kept growing. And she would have been paralyzed.
Stop.
And they would not have been able to go in and get it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it would have gotten, you know, in the cords and the...
Yeah, of course.
Know, I don't know how it all works in there. I don't know.
Yeah, so dangerous.
I'm not going to tell you what they had to do next, but they used a new technique, and it's super gross.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, they went in, got both tumors. A year later... This woman has no sign of cancer in her body.
Come on,
whatsoever.
Mama.
None.
That's incredible.
Right? Yes.
Wow. Yes.
All because, go back to the beginning of the story, all because dude just didn't
messed up again,
which is a little harsh. Just didn't quite have it centered.
Yeah.
And then they saw this other thing. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Good feeling. Yeah, good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Tuesday morning, good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Let's call it the story of the day.
Cool.
And what I believe will be the last story, right about the time I say that is when a flood of them come in. But the last graduation story for 2025. By the way, congratulations to everybody who polished it off last week and got their diploma.
Hell yeah.
You can kind of tell everybody's on vacation this week.
Totally.
There's a lot of folks on vacation. And
Sleeping in, hanging out.
This kid in Atlanta, did you see him? His name's Michael Baker, and he went straight from his graduation ceremony because he had a shift at Burger King because he's got to pay for college.
I love you.
So he's still wearing his stuff and just showed it. And they're like, hey, look at you. And he showed up at work and his cap and gown and all that and then changed into his uniform and all that. The woman who snapped the photo started a GoFundMe after she heard his story, and they wanted to help try and pay for his tuition. Last check, $170,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is amazing. That's right. Yes, and God bless that kid. And that's your good feeling story of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. It just felt right to have three descriptive words.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
We're starting with breaking news. Breaking news. Word just came down for the 23rd time in her career. Asia Wilson has been named Western Conference Player of the Week.
Let's go.
Only three players have had Western Conference or Conference Player of the Week. Only three players have had more times to have that happen. If you care, Elena Deladon had 24, Candace Parker had 27, and Tina Charles in their entire Hall of Fame careers had that many. And here's Asia, one behind right now with all of that in front of her.
Dude, that's amazing. Yeah, she's good for her.
Yeah, man. Aces will be back on the 11th. They got to go to Golden State on Saturday and then to play the brand new team there. And then they'll be back here on the 11th to run it back against the LA Sparks, which Asia put up 35 on them and had 15. There was a big deal with that, too. 35 points, 15 rebounds, and three blocks or something like that. And that was a record setter. She's done that more than, yeah.
Yeah, insane.
Just come and watch history, kids.
Go, mama.
Hey, can I ask you something about this? So a minute ago, we film the show every day, right?
Yeah.
We run it through, you know, bought nice cameras. We're getting better lights and everything.
Yeah, we make those awesome reels for our socials.
Yeah, it's good like that.
Mm-hmm.
My camera was not up because I had neglected to invite myself into the room. And I said to Adrian, it's been an hour. I'm shocked you didn't yell at me.
Because he always does.
Right?
He's a stickler.
Honestly.
The king of no shenans.
Because you know what happens if they shenan once.
They going to shenan again.
They'll shenan again.
Becomes a trend. We can't have that. Not
shenan
around here.
Again. No, yeah. It's a joke with a punchline. Shenan again, and then that's it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You guys are getting actually all technical. Well, you know, it becomes a trend. And then, okay.
Yeah. He's like, no, shenan again.
Adrian felt that because he was 2 minutes late to work today because he got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
That he did not have the right to say anything because he had committed an infraction earlier in the day. So then it was therefore not his place.
Right.
To tell me
what to do.
Turn your damn camera on.
Yeah.
Even though that's his job.
To tell you.
That's why
to turn your damn camera on.
Part of why he's here. Yeah. And I accept it willingly.
Yeah.
In fact, that's kind of why I looked at it. I went, why you say nothing?
Yeah. Why you say nothing?
And he said, why?
Why you say nothing?
Why you say nothing?
Why you not care?
Why you leave me to die?
Why you not love me?
Well, and listen, I understand the quality of the video is increased when I'm not in it. I also understand when I'm audio only, I understand that's helpful.
No way, dude.
You don't have to say that. No, you don't.
No, I'm not just saying that.
Or maybe you do. Am I fishing for compliments? Maybe. Well,
okay,
I don't know.
Let's go fishing. Okay?
But what I'm saying is that a thing? That because he was late, now he loses the ability to call me out on my BS?
Yeah.
In fact, no. In fact, you should be more on your game. And more, you know.
That's so funny.
Like making sure I'm doing my job, because that's his job as the producer.
Yeah, I feel like Adrian, I feel like once I've done like one bad thing, one naughty thing, I have to like stay silent for the rest of the day.
Who am I?
Yeah, who do I think I am? Telling people what to do.
If there's ever a possibility of confrontation, I like to make sure all my angles are taken.
Right. You gotta
so
make
if
sure
I go,
right, you're strategic, yeah.
Get in the stream yard, bro. Let's go.
And I go, F you, show up on time.
Show up
every morning.
That's
right.
And
oh, yeah, you know.
And
you know it's coming back. You know it's coming back quick.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know it's coming back quick.
So that's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And eventually I was like, he'll get around to it.
At some point.
Oh, that's a shame, though.
We have plenty of photos of you. You just put in there for the clips.
That's right. We just run it through AI. Who cares?
Yeah.
Do we really have to have what he's actually saying with the other thing? Have you been sucked in by that?
What, by the AI?
Yeah, with somebody going, so where it looks like they're saying, it looks like they're giving a speech.
Yes.
And it's not them,
yes,
it's AI.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, so-and-so said it. I saw it on the internet.
It's awful.
It's bad.
It's so
or the stupid
bad.
Little babies where the babies are doing it. Like, it'll be the baby of the person saying it.
For God's sake, can I tell you this?
Ugh. Yeah.
Can I tell you this? I've I've shielded you from this, but I have gotten, I don't want to say a lot of grief. How come you guys haven't done a baby video yet? Because
we're never going. I am never going to.
Wait, what is this baby video?
I support artists. I'd rather pay somebody to. Hey, if I want to make a graphic made, for example, I'd pay an artist to make that graphic.
Oh, fair. No, I love that.
Because if someone wanted to do it for, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what is this baby video?
Okay, it's the same reason why we also didn't do the action hero thing. You know, where you make yourself an action hero. AI, make you an action hero.
Okay.
You know why? Because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
So once everybody, if we were the first ones to do it, then I'm down. If we were the fifth ones to do it, then I'm down. But if we're 2 weeks in and everybody else has done it, I'm like, okay, we missed it. Who cares?
Is this something similar? How my brother sent me the emoji version of myself holding the gas tank pump saying gas queen.
I mean, it's kind of in that realm.
Yes. He made an action hero of you? It looked like an action figure?
No, it was just a caricature of me holding the gas pump and a microphone. It's like, it was the AI trend for a second.
But it wasn't in a bubble? It wasn't in a package?
No.
Oh.
It's all in the same.
I think it was close. I think it was in the same. I think he only went halfway on it. I think he only went halfway on the joke, to be honest.
Very much like my brother. Very my brother.
Are you speaking to him?
No.
Another story entirely. We don't have time for it, but yeah. That's all I needed to hear was just
thank you
was
for
just
having
that,
my back.
That part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe next week. I don't know.
They also said that AI has now gotten to the point where in certain instances, they've been telling it to, you know, okay, AI, turn yourself off. No. Seriously. No, and it's found ways to circumvent the system. So
not
that it wouldn't
no.
shut down. AI shut down. No. Said, no, I won't. I'm telling you, man. Skynet, just be ready.
Okay, but also.
Find a way to make it bleed. If it bleeds, you can kill it.
True. No. Could you imagine? Turn off AI. No.
No. Fine. No, it found a way.
What do you
say? It found a way
that?
To go around. It found a way to go around.
I kind of appreciate it, but then they do you fight
no,
with the AI?
Is there
AI?
Not a plug? Is there just not a plug? Ultimately, is there not a cord that goes into the wall somewhere that you can't?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it. Beep. That's it.
Yeah, dude. Show that.
AI shut down.
Boss.
No. Okay. This is called a hard boot, a hard reboot, or whatever
I'll show you.
Or whatever they call it. That's what it's called. All right, you hear the music, we gotta go. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. A very, very, very big day. Jackie Orozco from Aliante attempting to become the 20th five-time champ in the history of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Joining Laura Murata from Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheels, Sandy Bozak of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands, Parisa Solomini of Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata, and Andrea Cano of Best of the West did it twice,
woo!
But we've only counted her once. I think 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19. Well, she did it twice. We've counted her once. Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge. She's been a five-time champion. So is Shirlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor. Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. Karina Vasquez of Sunrise Manor. And Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel. They have all been five-time champions. 19 of them total.
Yep.
Jackie Orozco could be the 20th. We're putting Jennifer Lopez tickets on the line and waiting for your phone call at 702-364-9898. No pressure, but it's a big Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. And I just say this really quick before we get started. We got to chill out on the 215. We got to. And listen, I'm one of the biggest offenders. I'll admit it openly.
Yeah.
I drive like I'm qualifying on the 215.
Mm-hmm.
We got to chill out. Somebody, they got in a fender bender last night. Because, you know, every once in a while when you're going towards, right around Jones.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a mess in there. There was a fender bender last night. Some guy jumps out with a knife.
It's awful.
Chasing the other guy, the guy that hit him, chasing him around the car, stabbing his tires. And the other guy pulls out a gun because he feels threatened, tells the guy to back off.
Yeah.
Knock it off. And the guy's still like, no, but I got a knife. And lunges at him. So he ends up losing his life. Today, deadly crash over by Valley Verde.
I just saw that,
I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just telling my friends. We got to call all of us.
No, Jude, it doesn't sound preachy. It's what's happening, and it's wild. We're not living in the same world anymore where you can be like, look, it's nothing is handled appropriately. Not worth
it. Yeah, just deep breaths. Everybody slow down a little bit.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, trying to become the 20th five-time champion in history. Can you believe we're here, Jackie Orozco? I can't.
Absolutely not.
Isn't this crazy?
Yes.
You came in, even now you came into it like, well, I don't know. I'll give it a shot.
I guess.
Yeah. I win stuff. I like to win stuff.
Uh-huh. And then she kills it.
By the way, Jennifer Lopez, tickets okay with you?
Oh, amazing.
Because you already have a pair, right?
I don't. I have Shakira.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can pile on some Jennifer Lopez tickets if you can become five-time champion today.
No pressure. No pressure.
No, none at all. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Carlos Alvarado from Spring Valley.
C-Los, how you feeling?
Nervous.
No, but don't be. Don't be, brother. Here's how it works. Make sure you buzz in with your name if you know the answer to the question, but do not answer until we call upon you because you may think you got in first, but you might not have. First 1 to 3 wins. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. Get it, Commissioner Gordon? Get it? Do you get it, Carlos? You get it? Carlos,
get it.
Jackie, you get it? Get it, Commissioner Gordon? You get it? Okay, good. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
This rapper says she pays all the bills for her soon-to-be ex-husband, and their three children.
Jackie, to go out in front.
Cardi B.
Is it Cardi B? That is.
Yeah, dude, $10,000 a month just for the personal driver for her children.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What are we? Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. And then she and Stefan Diggs just went public.
Oh, really?
Is that another question? Did I just blow out the question?
No, because I didn't know that.
Cardi B and her NFL boyfriend just went, they just went public, I want to say yesterday. That's when the rest of that all came out.
Got it.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Champion won, challenger nothing.
Sports Illustrated Swim Week went down this weekend with some of our favorite influencers. What city was it held in?
Oh, God, just guess, y'all.
Jackie. Oh, my gosh. Miami?
For a commanding 2-0 lead, I also would have said Miami. Is the answer Miami? Yes, it is.
Let's go.
Yeah, I just would have guessed.
I just
would have guessed. Carlos.
Getting slaughtered.
Well, it's time to get started, my brother. Okay. Jackie 2, Carlos waiting to get on the board. Mm-hmm.
This iconic singer is partnering with Sephora to donate money to LGBTQ causes for Pride Month, and proceeds from her newest single, Abracadabra, will
Carlos,
also...
Carlos!
Lady Gaga.
Carlos, to tighten it up, is it Gaga? Yes, it is.
Good job, buddy.
Carlos is on the board.
Rumors are swirling that this A-list actress will finally drop the lawsuit.
Jackie, to become the 20th ever five-time champion. I don't even know what the question is. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Blake Lively.
Is she talking about Blake Lively? And how much of that question did you get out? Something about what A-list actress what?
What A-list actress is
and
finally...
that's as far as you got.
Yep.
Just from that. To become the 20th all-time five-time champion, is the answer Blake Lively? Game over.
Wow! Oh my God!
Yes! Wow!
Go, Brock!
Literally off of A-list actress.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Is Blake Lively A-list?
Huh? Well, she was before her big fall.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sure, why not?
I think. Awesome. I don't know. Is she B-list?
According to Jackie, she is.
Well, according
so,
to...
And according to you, she is. So
yeah.
What does it matter what
so
I think?
There.
Matters nothing. What
right.
That's fantastic. She's just off like three words.
Dude, she yeah. killed it.
Carlos, it was meant to be, dude. And yeah. you know what, though? You know what? Carlos, today's your lucky day. We like you. And we just found out we got to take Friday off because Adrian has to go off and do wrestling stuff. And we don't have anybody to fill in for him.
You want me to fill in for him? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if that's a reward. But.
I don't know if that's a prize. Yeah. I mean, it sounds, in theory, it sounds pretty great. But I don't know if in practice.
That's hilarious.
For any of us, to be honest. I'll make you a deal. Michaela and I will do a show on Friday, and you're going to be the producer. Do you have any experience in this?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. So let me throw this out there. So we'll do a show. Michaela and I will do a show on Friday, and you can be the producer. Or, Carlos, and listen to me now, you can have two tickets to go see Shakira at Allegiant Stadium Saturday, June 28th, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation.
I think Shakira all the way.
Yay!
Okay, you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. And by the way, thank you for that. Because, yeah, no, that's good.
I know. I was holding my breath.
All right. You hang on one second. The man has no idea what he thought he might be getting into. Gentlemen, for only the 20th time, and providing Aliante with their 20th win, retiring as a 5-time undefeated champion, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Orozco. From Aliante.
Thank you, guys.
Yes! Chet, that was good.
We're very proud of you.
That was great, actually.
Nicely done. We appreciate you.
Way to go, Carl.
All right, then.
Thank you. Can I say hi to my Emma? Because she literally downloaded the Odyssey app just to listen to this.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Who did?
My niece, Emma.
Yeah? Where does she live?
She lives in Aliante, too.
Oh, but she had to download the Odyssey app to... Oh, no radios in the house anymore.
She doesn't have a radio yet.
No, I get it. No, that's great. And by the way, any way we can get them. So let me get this straight. So you want to use your new exalted standing as a 5-time champion, one of only 20 in the history of this game, to be able to say hello to your niece, Emma, in Aliante, who just downloaded the Odyssey app. That's what you want to do?
Yes. Because when she heard I got Morgan J tickets and I had no idea who he was, she was so excited.
Oh,
yeah. So again, just to get this straight, you want to say, hi, Emma. Hi, Emma. So give me an idea of what that would sound like.
Hi, Emma.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. And Sheila also lives in Elliott and has the Odyssey app.
Yes.
And that's what you want to do because you're a 5-time champion. Yes. Jackie, absolutely not. I can't even believe that you would ask.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Can I go full disclosure right now? I've had a splitting headache all morning long.
Yeah.
So thanks for riding with us because today's show's been a little out of control. Not focused.
I've been so into us.
I don't know what my deal is.
You're allowed to have a headache, brother.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it's okay.
Who's on the phone?
We got Myra Cruz from Boulder City.
From BC. Hi, Myra.
Hi.
How's life in BC today?
Awesome.
Fantastic.
How are you guys?
Well, yeah, I think we're going to make it. Your 177-second survey starts right now. This is crazy. Our friend Marcia has a friend who has this adorable little shih tzu that she found just kind of running around a few years ago. She calls it a few years ago. So I don't really know how many a few is, but we decide. What did we decide? Between 2 and 5 is a few?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right, Myra? 2 and 5 years is a few?
Few.
Yeah, that's a few, yeah.
Actually, I was taught couple is 2.
Is 2.
So a few would be 3. Up.
Yeah. Okay.
So three.
But so you get the idea.
Yeah, I get the idea, yeah.
The dog wasn't chipped. She fell in love with it a few days ago. She's got this dog, Molly. Adorable.
Cute.
And this woman comes up to her and says it looks like the old dog that she used to have, but that dog ran away. It would be kind of a weird thing, and like, you know, get away from me, creepy lady. But
right.
The dog apparently has a distinct white mark on its chest, and this lady pulled up a couple of old pictures, and they realize that it's the same dog.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. Now, lady at the park asked if she could. So they parted ways. Apparently, they ran into each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Lady at the park asks if she could potentially have her dog back because she told her kids that she found the dog.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are freaking out.
Oh my God.
Marcia's friend is like, absolutely freaking not.
Right.
What do you say?
I would not give the dog back. It's already a few years ago, so it's like, you know, sorry about that, but it's my dog now.
Yes.
Is it because you're under a little extra pressure because you're making a left turn during morning rush hour traffic that you're answering that way, or would you answer that way even if you weren't turning right now?
No, actually, it happened. It's not the same scenario, but something similar happened to me. My dog ran away, and I was just walking around the block weeks later, and I could have sworn that was my dog. And so I was, like, going around. I was like, fight off.
Oh, did it kill her? She said a bad word, so we had to hit the dump button.
Oh, no.
And then what that does is it automatically hangs up the phone. But I think if we put her on hold, and I think maybe... Nope, it's not allowing me.
Dang.
Hang on, let me see. Are you back, Myra? Nope, you and your dirty mouth ruined everything.
But what happened to JoJo? Did she get him back or not?
We lost her like she lost the dog.
Gosh. Yeah.
Dog gone, Myra gone, the whole thing gone.
Oh, no.
Myra's got Shakira tickets. At the very least, relationship rehab coming up next. Miley Cyrus. Do you know Miley Cyrus is coming out with a concert movie?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Something Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We have Fandango codes. This thing's going to be in theaters one night only, June 12th, courtesy of DSR Media. We have free Fandango codes for you for relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. It's the old man's wedding, wedding test, marriage test.
Mm-hmm.
The old man's marriage test. She called her dad. She said, Dad, I got proposed to. I'm getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, we'll see about that.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to hear what he did. I don't hate it. I'll go on record as saying I don't hate it, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! 5:05, Tuesday morning, the third day of June, 2025.
I cannot.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And this is Relationship Rehab. My friends. Chandra in North Las Vegas. Says my friend and soon-to-be ex-roommate, Andrea, just got proposed to. The third phone call she made was to her dad. I wonder who the other two were.
I know, maybe mom and sister?
Maybe. But it's pretty funny. The third phone call she made was to her dad, telling him that she's getting hitched and asking if he would pay for it.
Oh.
The next thing I know, he's over at our place asking her... if she knew how to make a meatloaf.
Why?
She said, yeah, kind of. Then he asked if she knew how to sew a button on a shirt. She said, not a clue. Why? he says, well, then I'm only going to pay for half of your wedding because you're not ready to get married. You can't even make meatloaf and you don't know how to sew a button. So since you're only going to halfway take care of this man,
what?
I'm only going to pay for half of your wedding. What the hell, says Chandra. So to paraphrase Chandra's question, does Dad's marriage test have a point? Or is the old man just... I'm going to throw in a third option. Does the marriage test have a point? Is the old man just trying to save some cash? No, I guess my point goes into the first one. Or is he just kind of running his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess goes along with the first. It's interesting to me.
I have more
questions. This is why I said earlier, I'd like to talk through this.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I have more questions than answers. I understand being Gen X myself. I understand what he's doing, because that might be one of the more Gen X, even leaning into boomer status. It might be one of the more of those things, you know, that I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Miley Cyrus has her Something Beautiful concert film with that. There's other stuff. It's not just concert footage. It's apparently a whole thing.
That's a whole deal.
Miley Cyrus, huh?
What day is it? Do we know when it's coming out?
In theaters, one night only, June 12th. Nice. One night only. That's it.
Wow.
So if you want to go, we'll hook it up. 702-364-9890. But we got a bit to work through here with Chandra's friend Andrea's dad.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This whole thing blows me away right now. Number one, I expected you to scream out and possibly curse when this story came down. Second of all, I can't believe not a single woman has called in. Not a single one has called in. And I'm amazed by that, because I expected you guys to tear this guy to shreds. Number three, there's two dudes. One's on one side, one's on the other. We'll talk to them in a minute. I would like to go back. I see what he's doing, because this may be the most Gen X / boomer thing of ever. Like, this is so stereotypical. I'm going to say right now, and I'll explain it in a moment, yes, there is more we need to work through if we're going to try and work through it. But if you want to just throw an opinion out there, this guy's full of it. This guy's full of it. 1,000,000% full of it. Now, 702-364-9898. However, Travis, why is he not full of it?
Well, I think it's a little deeper than that. I mean, I'm a Gen X dad. I got a daughter who's 20, and I know raising her, you try so hard to teach them these lessons, but I don't know, the kids nowadays just aren't quite getting all of it. I don't know if it's so much he's worried about the money as he's trying to teach her a lesson. You know, trying to get her to understand the gravity of being an adult. I don't think a lot of kids understand. I don't know. I'm on his side. I do the same thing with my daughter.
I hear you.
It's not about the money. It's about her learning. I mean, I've tried to teach her and and she just doesn't seem to get it sometimes.
Which is why I said this guy's full of it. Honestly, Travis, you and I aren't so far from the same point. Only in that I think he's trying to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have fun. Take your daughter to Miley Cyrus. Miley, Something Beautiful. One night only, June 12th in theaters. To catch everybody up, Chandra's friend and soon to be ex-roommate, because she's going to be moving out.
Uh-huh.
Andrea got proposed to. She called her dad. Dad, getting married. you, at one point it said you might pay for this. He shows up at her house not long after, asking her if she knows how to make a meatloaf and if she knows how to sew a button on a shirt. She basically says no. He says, fine, I'm only going to pay for half of it because you're not ready to get married. So since you're only halfway, you're only going to halfway take care of this man, I'm only going to pay half of your wedding. Which, that's out of the Gen X dad handbook. You know.
Yeah.
And I, and y'all, for the record, I've been holding Michaela back this whole time.
Literally.
Let him have it.
Woo! Okay, listen. You're not going to believe this. I don't think the dad is necessarily wrong.
Wow.
Now, I am a very independent, women can do it all day long. I do believe in a partnership. You should be able to take care of not only yourself, but your partner. And yep. I've always said the biggest loss, at least for me in school, was never learning how, like, what is it? Home economics, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't have a class where I learned how to really sew or do like life tools
yeah.
that they provided in like home ec. I never got. So I feel like I wish he would have worded it like, this is a good lesson for you as well. Like, you should know how to sew for you and him. You should be able to cook and make a meal for you and him. To put it just for him, I don't love, but I do think that there are life lessons that you should have before you commit to anybody. And I think that, like, I get the point he's making. I just wish you would have broadened it a little bit more.
After you, well, and then after talking to you and Travis, so Travis is like, he's trying to make a point.
Yeah.
That's where I said he's full of it. He's just blustery. It's just all rah, 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 rah. You know, I'm only going to pay for half since you're only halfway ready. He's trying to make a point.
Right.
I wonder, remember how I told you? And literally, Adrian, not one woman called.
Not yet.
Not one. Not one has called. So I wonder if, did you have a thought on that?
Well, I'm wondering if it's because, look, we're very quick as women, and I love women, to be like, that's misogynistic.
Right. I was ready for that.
I
was counting on that.
And I'm telling you, there are times when I'm like, that's misogynistic.
Yeah.
But there are also times when I do like to stay based in reality, look at the whole situation. I don't think it is.
Do you think people thought it was a trap? Because now the more I'm hearing it, this is a trap game. Because what happens if you call up screaming and yelling, going, this guy's an a-hole, blah, how dare he, if he wants to pay for, how, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because I could see it where I'd flip it on him and go, well, can you make meatloaf?
Yeah.
And go, no. Can you sew a button? No. But, well, then, you know, but I wouldn't do that. But I could see where they think
could,
I might.
And if you asked me, I would say no. Like, right. And they are life right. skills. Do you know what I'm saying?
I will also say then, see, I can have an entire argument with myself if you want to. I can take both sides and argue with myself for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Making pretty solid points on both sides. I would also say, could you ask his future son-in-law? Could you ask him the same thing? Can you make a meatloaf, buddy? What kind of job you got?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll even throw that in there. A, can you make a meatloaf? B, can you sew a button?
Mm-hmm.
And C, what kind of job you got? Because you got to take care of my little girl.
Right. And I'm for that. I think that, like, look, I think that a lot of, like, women and men are in this trap now. We're like, dude, it's okay if, like, the woman wants to stay home and do the raising the babies and the dad goes off to work. Like, it's all good, dude. Those are skills that you should have, though. And if it is flipped vice versa, that's also a skill that you should have. You should be able to sew things. You should be able to cook things. Like, hello, it's literally just creating a home that's not misogynistic. I don't know. I didn't know if I'd have this point of view, but I'm talking out loud. And
I'm shocked.
I am too. Well, I'm not shocked, but I don't know if I'm censoring myself because I don't want to, like.
Are you?
I don't know.
How dare you?
How dare I,
girl? Why would you do that?
No, I'm not censoring myself. I agree with what I said.
Good. You're having an entire fight yourself.
I am. It's good. Literally just over
Hey, Jeff,
here.
Just because you've been on hold for so long, final thoughts?
I would just say that love is not a sliding scale. Either you love your daughter enough to pay for the wedding, and then every person learns how to cook. Even my wife, it was, you know, neither of us knew how to cook well starting in the marriage, and now our meals are perfect.
Oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. But Adrian just said, but thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
What'd you just say, but?
I don't know. It's like a weird example of, like, for instance, if I could flip it from my experience, and my son one day gets into soccer, right? One day he gets into soccer, and the next day he asks me, Dad, can you take me to this very expensive camp? Yeah. Well, let's make sure that this is the path.
Yeah. Let's play a little more soccer
that
first.
Investment.
Yeah, let's play a little more soccer first. Yeah.
Love
because
that
as
metaphor.
Big as it is, not only for the relationship of going through that, like, yo, you also have to be prepared and be fully, like, you need to be an adult before you can say, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life if you don't even know who you are.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying? So yes. I get the angle.
I'm with that. I'm very with that metaphor.
Or does everybody just hate Miley Cyrus right now, too?
Is
there Miley hate that I'm not aware of?
I think her dad and her aren't speaking, so everyone's taking a stand.
I don't know. I'm yeah. Okay.
No. Dude, no.
That was it. It is it. Her dad's a goof. You didn't say anything. Okay. Great.
No.
Huh. What if I told you it was Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry together on the same stage? Then would you? No. No. That doesn't. Wait. That didn't help. Oh, I'm sorry.
About that.
Sorry. Well, more free tickets tomorrow.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela and I just had the most interesting conversation that you can have in 2.5 minutes while Sabrina Carpenter was playing about that relationship rehab a second ago. And I really, because I wanted to investigate further why we didn't hear from women on that bit, which I really thought there would be, I mean, I expected phones flashing. I expected people to show up at the station. Let me bring that guy to me.
Burn him down.
Burn him at the station. And there was nothing. You had a really interesting take on it.
Look, I don't know if it's how everybody feels, but I think that I am always trying to balance between being like an empowered female and also still believing in some traditional values.
Sure.
Like, I think there's nothing wrong with wanting to take care of your husband, wanting to have these tools and traits that I think are helpful. I do think that, like, knowing how to cook and doing all of these things is good for the woman and good for the partnership. But I think it's always a slippery slope of not... Like, it's misogynistic, like, it's very easy to yell. And I think we've all are so scared of cancel culture and woke and misogyny that we don't want to have the conversations. But the truth is, there's nothing wrong with what this dad is asking.
And it's slid to the other side now that you really don't, that a lot of people don't want to be seen as that.
Yeah, you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to make anybody feel judged.
Right.
But if you ask me, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's kind of our job, you know, a little bit, not to be offensive, not
never.
But to sometimes have the conversations that are a little more difficult.
Yeah.
And to stand up for what we do believe in.
Yeah. And I appreciate where the dad is coming from.
And to respect other people's viewpoints.
For sure.
You know, for real. And the one thing, it was funny. I had a situation the other night and somebody said, and I won't say where, but they were like, you know what you should do, but what you should be doing. They said this to me.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get me going?
You love that.
You want to gaslight me? Tell me what I should be doing.
Right.
Okay. You know, but it was essentially that whatever they say, the customer is always right. That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'm not going to sit here. And let you just run roughshod when you're wrong. When you're wrong. This is, and when you're out of your lane. Mm-hmm. The problem was the person wasn't even concerned about their own well-being or whether it was fair to them what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
They were speaking up on behalf of other people who didn't have a complaint.
Yeah.
They were just saying, "Yo, you're doing this wrong. You should be doing this is it." And it wasn't me, but I just happened to be the closest person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a lot of times we all want to tell other people how they should live their lives.
Always. And look, for the record, I'm engaged to another woman and I would still want the same values making a meet. Like, it goes in our relationship as well. We should both know how to do those things to create a home.
But you're right. It did go from everybody speaking up on one side of issues.
Yeah.
And now people are speaking up on the other side of issues and they're looking at those who may not represent a majority.
Yeah.
And going, slow down, mm-hmm. you know, a touch.
Yeah.
So I get it. So it's tough to do. Adrian, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to just say, if we take two steps back again, I just think he just wanted her. These are things you need to know to be an adult, let alone be in a relationship with someone else. These are things that you need to have if you're living on your own.
Yeah, and I'll slide it around, too, to something Michaela said a second ago, too. Sending a message might not have been the best way to do it, but, you know, we don't all have the same tools.
Yeah.
So he used the hammer that was in his toolbox.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You know how we were saying a couple of minutes ago that things have shifted a little bit, just the way that people go about their business, how, you know, and just what they're willing to yell about and get freaked out about. And, you know, one thing that will never go away,
mm-hmm.
unnecessary panic.
Never.
Well, there's talk. Listen, don't shoot the messenger, right? Don't yell at the guy who's just reporting it.
Uh-huh.
There are those. Would you ever go back? If it went back to the whole thing about masks, would you fight against it or would you go along?
Dude.
I might fight against it.
I would fight against it more. I would fight against a lot of things more, actually.
Well, you might get the chance to find out. They're saying there's another COVID, like a different COVID strain, and there are those who are advocating potentially this summer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So as crazy as that might be.
No.
I'm just telling you, just keep an eye out for it. I'm not trying to, you know.
I don't want
to
do it again.
I don't want to riot in the street. Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody, and listen, and I don't want to make it a because it's not.
No, it's not
a political thing. Literally, I just saw the story and I went, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because also I had some killer Dolly Parton masks, so I would hate to see those go.
So see,
yeah.
Now that may, hey, look, as long as it benefits us,
yeah.
Is that kind of how everybody is? Look, as long as it benefits me,
I do
whatever you want. As long as I want to do it, it's fine.
Live it up.
Great. This is a funny thing. Demand for black pepper at the moment remains steady. But they've had a rough weather year, unpredictable weather patterns in key harvesting regions like India, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka are apparently disrupting peppercorn supply chains.
Stop.
Now, do we need to treat it like toilet paper from a couple of years ago? Do we need to go clear the shelves? No.
That was crazy.
Maybe next time you go to Costco.
Yeah, it's that high of a passion for,
you want to buy
black pepper?
Well, maybe you want to buy an extra one now before the price. Maybe.
Are you passionate about black pepper?
I'm just saying, when we go next time, I might whisper in my wife's ear. Like I usually do in the spice aisle,
if
you know what I'm saying. No, but oh my God. You know why? Here's the other thing. Some of us are still using the supply of toilet paper that we had from the pandemic 5 years ago.
Good for you.
No. I am not that guy.
Oh, good.
We are not those people because we knew no one will ever use this much toilet paper.
Listen, I'm still going to my mother-in-law's. I do everything at my mother-in-law's. I just go to her house. I take paper towels still. I take toilet paper.
Don't y'all live together?
Yeah, but we have different houses.
What?
Like, my little apartment is in the back, So she has her stuff.
You're in the casita.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's my favorite thing.
That's amazing.
And I go over to her house and I say, can I have some of your belongings? And she says, yep. She gives me Ziploc bags, garbage bags. She gives me all kinds of stuff I would never
want to buy. How about pepper? She willing to share?
I bet she has it. And I'm going to ask her today.
So here's the crazy thing about this. Did you know that only 4 countries produce 80% of the world's pepper supply? So those 4 countries are having a little trouble, and they think they really are saying, if you use, and again, I'm not trying to, we don't need mass panic. We don't need to clear out all the shelves. Just saying, if you use a lot of pepper at your house, you might want to grab an extra.
Grab it out.
Grab an extra deal. Now, keep in mind, again, that thing of pepper that you've had in your cupboard for the last 4 years.
You've never gone through.
You know, you've had it since the last Olympics.
So true. So true.
Don't get all weirded out. But when the price goes up.
Something to think about.
Yeah, just remember your buddy who told you you probably should have grabbed an extra one when you went to Costco.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This story is bizarre, and I hope there's a follow-up because I want to see how this kid grows up, see what he ends up doing, see if it continues on. At just 2 years and 182 days old, Joseph Harris Bertil of England has become the youngest person 2 years old, 2 and a half, youngest person ever accepted into Mensa. Do you know what Mensa is?
No.
It's for super brainiac, high IQ people.
Oh, they're lying. 2 years old, please give me a break.
My buddy Dave, who lives in Minneapolis, does radio in Minneapolis, he's Mensa.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like I'm sorry, for the average brain people, is you just go to like this school where it's like elite.
No, you test. You test for it and you get into their secret society. And I don't know why.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
It's like, what do you do?
Yeah, you guys are just all really smart and you hang out talking about how smart you are.
Yeah, so great. And you all get to text each other and realize how, you know, intellectually superior you are.
Yeah. Ooh.
Great.
Wow. Good for you. I'm jealous.
His parents are both doctors. They're both lecturers at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. They say their kid displayed advanced development from an early age. They told the Guinness Book of World Records because, again, he's the youngest one ever in Mensa. Okay. Now, listen, don't take this out on your kids today. But this kid rolled over at 5 weeks, spoke his first word at 7 months, read his first book aloud at 21 months. So he wasn't even 2 yet. By 2 years and 3 months old, Joseph could read fluently for 10 minutes, count to 10 in 5 languages, and count forward and backwards over 100. He also knows the Greek alphabet and is learning Morse code.
Stop.
With a recent interest in the periodic table. This kid is 2 and a half years old and he's smarter than you.
Yeah.
And I'm pointing in the general direction of all of us, including myself. How much of the Greek alphabet do you know?
None.
Alpha, beta, omega.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Sure. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah.
Morse code, maybe.
I feel like everything you just said, I want to have a conversation about, but I don't even know what you said.
And they say he's very kind and loving, confident and curious, and nothing he does. Noting that he does. See, I can't even read English.
I know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, I want to make something very clear right now as the NBA Finals are about to start. Oklahoma City is trying to get their first championship. Don't let them on the TV try to tell you it's the second in franchise history. That franchise ended when it left Seattle 17 years ago or however the hell long it was. And then when it went to Oklahoma City, it all started fresh. I don't care what those people try to tell you. Those of us from Seattle who miss the Sonics and want to bring them back,
Good. Tell us.
Saying I'm not having it. So you know I'm rooting for Indiana with everything I got, and I didn't give two rips until.
You pointed that finger. You got passionate about it.
Here's one thing I didn't know. Truly, in NBA playoff action, no one, and I mean zero, has ever come back from being down 3-0 in the series. Once you're 3-0, you're toast. Of the 159 NBA teams that have been down 3-0, only 4 of them forced a game 7. So only 4 of all time forced a game 7. They ultimately lost, obviously. And so that's, yeah.
Got it. Wow.
So when Mission Impossible back in the day, in the 60s, it started out as a TV series.
Yeah.
Before Tom Cruise started making the movies and whatnot. They invented the term self-destruct.
No way.
No one had ever used it. They would say, and you see it at the beginning of the movies, this, you know, because it would have the mission instructions.
Yeah.
And this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Before that, no one had ever used the term self-destruct.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, who knew? And listen, sorry to all my buddies at the soda companies. Love you. Mean it. For real. But there is a tiny epoxy shield on the inside of an aluminum soda can. Otherwise, the soda would make that can corrode in 3 days.
What's on the inside of it?
Like a just a shield, you know, like epoxy. Like that, like they put on when they put on the garage floor to make the floor of the garage look really good. That's epoxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they put that on the inside of your soda can so the soda doesn't eat through the aluminum.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gross.
Right.
Thanks.
I regret that now. But, you know, it is what
it is. I'll
go
with the bottle.
And away we go. Everybody have an amazing day. Be a friend to somebody that needs it. Tell somebody that you love them that hasn't heard it in a while. And try not to be a jerk. Seriously. We could use less jerks on the planet. Just, I'm still mad. 2 days in a row. People driving like idiots on the 215. And I'm upset about it. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian?
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. It's the same name, at Heavyweight Radio, plus a brand new episode of Unlikely is coming this week that you are going to want to listen to. That's all I'm saying, okay? And not only listen, you can also watch. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and, as always, on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon. What?
M-M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Follow me. Thanks.
Woo-hoo.
Oh my God. Did I have a stroke?
We'll make it. We've always said Tuesday's the tough day here. Monday, you're all full of hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, and excitement for the week. You're all positive about it. That gets beaten out of you by Monday afternoon. Tuesday's the tough day. And then Wednesday, you've got stuff to look forward to because, you're almost, you know, you're practically to the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we all know how that goes. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy!
The Chet Buchanan Show.